Hello, everybody. Before we jump into today's episode, we have two sponsors we want to say thank you to for supporting this show. The first one is Routine. You guys have heard me talk about Routine, honestly, back from the early days of the podcast, and it's still a product I use every single morning. They have a prompt for me here. I'm going to do a little impromptu on this ad read today because, honestly, this is a product that I truly believe in, and so I'm just going to tell you guys exactly what I think and why. First and foremost, this is a stat that they shared, but when you sleep, you lose between a pound and a half of water. And most of that's just sweating while you sleep. I used to not know if that was actually true, to be honest. I felt like a pound to a pound and a half of water seemed like quite a bit while I slept. But the one thing I did constantly pay attention to when I started using Routine was just the fact that before using Routine, I always felt a little dehydrated in the morning. And I'm one of those people that when I get up really early usually. I work out. One of the first things I do is some form of fitness. It's just like what I do before everyone's awake. And so it's very easy for me to grab a coffee, you know, pre-workout, an energy drink, something with caffeine in it, and just go. When I am good about using Routine first, I basically come in these little single serve packets. They contain half an organic lemon, a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar, Himalayan sea salt, all six essential electrolytes, and they have no sugar in them at all. A lot of hydration products are going to have sugar. So one of the things about routine that I love is that there's no sugar in there. So when I am good about doing this consistently, I will take one of those single serve packets, I'll throw it in my mixer bottle. And whether I also put in a pre-workout or something with caffeine, or I just drink that separately, I try to drink that first. And the days I do that, I do genuinely feel hydrated and just have a different form of clarity all morning. A lot of people have tried to make their own homemade versions of Routine, right? You see people they take a shot of the apple cider vinegar, and they put a little sea salt, a little lemon in a drink. This is essentially that, but in a product that you can take with you on the go, have it ready for you first thing in the morning. I know me personally, when I'm groggy rolling out of bed, the last thing I want to do is, you know, squeeze a lemon, cut lemons up, go get the apple cider vinegar, find my sea salt. I just rip this packet open, throw it in my water, drink it, and it's good to go. You can try yours today. If you haven't tried it yet and you've been listening to this podcast for years, just try the damn Routine. Give it a shot. You can use code ShaneWhite30 and get 30% off your first order. So you get 30% off by using code ShaneWhite30 and go to yourroutine.com. To make it even easier, I've added the link to yourroutine.com in the show notes. So just click on the show notes for this episode, click on the link to yourroutine.com, and don't forget to use code ShaneWhite30. All right, guys, today's episode is also brought to you by NeuroRoast. Again, I'm going to go a little off script here. NeuroRoast is a product that I also came across during this year of 2023. They are a coffee brand, coffee company that's helping you optimize your brain function and overall well-being. This is another product that, to be honest with you, when I first started working with it, I was a little on the fence. I was like, do I really want to have mushrooms in my coffee? Well, folks, I will tell you, when I use NeuroRoast, one of the things that has stood out to me the most is I'll back up. People that know me know that I have way too much caffeine, typically. One of the things this year I've done a good job of is cutting out alcohol. Not completely, but predominantly, I don't touch a lot of alcohol anymore. What I think I've actually done the other way, though, is added a lot more caffeine. So I do definitely drink too much caffeine. That's something I need to work on next year, is to try to minimize how much of that. But NeuroRoast is something that has actually helped me. Because of the way they've formulated their coffee, like unlike regular coffee, which is, you know, still something I consume, but NeuroRoast specifically doesn't cause jitters or crashes. Mushroom coffee provides more balance and sustained energy, allowing you to stay focused and productive throughout the day. So the times I do use NeuroRoast, I'll be honest, I just don't feel that jittery, like, ugh, I'm jumping out of my chair or standing here at my desk, jumping around feeling. So give NeuroRoast a try. They have some really good flavors. I'll be honest too, the two guys that started NeuroRoast are just really good dudes based out of New York, and they're hustling, and hopefully they can get some people to try NeuroRoast this holiday season by listening to this podcast. So for you folks who've been on the fence, I'm telling you, it tastes delicious. They've done a fantastic job of making this coffee not only be functional, but taste fantastic. And if you want to try NeuroRoast, you can use code ShaneWhite. So it's super simple, just ShaneWhite at checkout. you'll also get 30% off. So if you go to neuroroast.com, and once again, I have added that to the show notes. So just click into the show notes while you're listening to this episode. You can click on NeuroRoast link directly. Don't forget to use code just Shane White, and you'll get 30% off your order. Hope you guys love both these products. I'm trying to not only bring you guys products that I use, but that I believe in on the podcast. I'm not taking ad reads for any brands that I don't really believe in. So anyway, hope you guys love both those products, yourroutine.com and neuroroast.com. I've added those links to the show notes. I hope you guys love it. And I got an awesome guest coming up right after this. All right. Nice cold open there. Love it.
What do you mean?
We started recording right when you said that. All right, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Shane White Show. I am here today, back by popular demand, with the one and only Mrs. Kelly White.
Hello.
Say hello. All right. I think that can do, yeah. Welcome to the show.
That was cool.
I know. I just figured that out. No, I've never, ever used that feature before. That's sweet.
You should have done that before. And then I should have been like, hi, guys.
Hindsight's 2020. Now yeah. I'll start to use it.
Yeah. Spruce up your skills.
Well, thanks for coming on.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Saturday mid-afternoon during his nap.
Yeah. And it's funny because the first time we did this, we were at the old house. And we did it at night and we had just gone down. So we've definitely gotten into the... Well, I guess how would we do it without him sleeping? That's a good point.
We definitely could. He'd probably have a lot to say.
He would have a lot to say. But we'd be like pausing it and running and chasing him though. The first time we did this podcast, he was just a little nugget. Now he's running around.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's been over a year. I should go back and look. I don't remember the date we did the first one, but it was...
I think he was like over 6 months because that's when he went to his crib.
Yeah. So it would have been like the summer.
Makes sense.
Because it was when we had the cool setup in the basement for the podcast. My desk wasn't over on that one side of the room. So that was, I don't know when we did that.
You redo your office every week. I know.
It's a problem. It's a weird one. I don't know why I do that.
That's like one of your many problems.
I do think it's because I get stressed. And for some reason, reorganizing the room and making it feel more efficient. I have no, it just like, because when, once I do it, I'm like, oh, yeah, now I'm going to get more done.
Are you having the realization of why I reorganized the whole house?
Yeah. Well, we both have ADD.
Yeah. Shane recently got diagnosed per his wife.
Yeah, you did.
And then I had to confirm it through
a real doctor. Yeah. Well, I do think some of the most creative people I know have ADD. Like, I think most of the people that I know that do cool things are very creative.
Or, is that why you married me?
Yes, that's exactly why. I was trying to just like have it rub off on me. Because I don't think I had it before I met you, funny enough.
Nah,
it's not true. It's not true because the doctor was going back and asking tons of questions about college and taking tests. And he was like, that's probably why you sucked at school. I said, maybe. Could have been part of it. Probably not most of it.
Sucked at school and I think that's probably why we fought a lot.
Make sure you talk into the mic. There you go. You can move the mic though, so it's more natural.
I know, I did.
Yeah. We fought a lot?
No, not like fought a lot, but like bickered because you like were like in 12 different places at once.
Oh.
Meanwhile, I was on my medication.
Mm.
And so I was like, focus. You know?
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, you'd be like working on one thing, you'd be like, oh, it's not a priority, and you move to the next thing. And I'm like, but we agreed that we're gonna do this one thing, so let's finish it. Remember? And you were like, this is not a priority.
I think that still happens today.
I know. That's why when you're like, I'm going to get off my Adderall, I'm like, please don't.
Well, yeah. That's just because I don't know what it does long term.
Does anyone really care?
I mean, yeah, you will when it's not good. I mean, do you think people said that about smoking 50 years ago?
People still smoke and they know the risks.
Yeah, the people that died, though, were like, shit, if I would have known it was going to kill me at 55, maybe I wouldn't have started.
I don't think like that. I think they end up getting like lung cancer and just like, oh, fuck.
Huh. I don't
agree with you. You think people knowingly smoke And then when they get lung cancer, they're just like, oh, darn it. Wish I didn't smoke all those years.
Yes. That's exactly what I think they do. I think you'd have a lot of regret.
So you just think people are naive and they're just like, I'm not getting lung cancer, even though.
No, I think it's more of like you're not taking ownership of it and you're not admitting you're doing something that's fucking your body up. And then when it happens, you're like, fuck, I shouldn't have been doing that all along. Like, you know, you're not supposed to be doing it, but you're still doing it because you like it.
Huh.
I mean, it's like me with caffeine, like same exact concept. Like
not to the degree.
No, but I'm probably like over caffeinated 99% of the time.
I feel like what's comparable drink as much
caffeine.
Me smoking hookah and realizing
what that's a good story for the podcast. That's a good story for this.
Yeah, I was a good girl and I quit. I don't want to die.
You were an addict and then you became aware.
I loved hookah. I smoked it multiple times a day for several hours a day.
Shout out to Hallie. You and Hallie. I'd come over when I first met Kelly and these two were Cheech and Chong up in the room. Smoking hookah, holy moly, you guys would smoke so much.
I know. And my dad was like, do you know that smoking 1 hour of hookah was equivalent to like 4 packs of cigarettes?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no way. And he sends me this article. I said, oh, sayonara, buddy. And Hallie, I think Hallie wanted to buy it from me. I was like, no, cannot be in the vicinity.
The funnier story of that, though, is you figured that out and you hung it up after college, and then that random weekend we lived in Carmel, we were just like, fuck it, let's go try to find a hookah. Do you remember when we went and bought one? We pulled over at the sketchy smoke shop in Carmel, bought a hookah, brought it back to our house when we lived at Knickerbocker.
I feel like there's no places in Carmel that are sketchy, but
true, that's true. Sketchy and relative.
I actually don't remember that.
We bought a hookah, we used it once. And we were like, why the heck did we like this so much in college like 3 years ago? And then we ended up giving it to the neighbors next door and we moved. Remember all those guys live next to us?
Yeah, I do.
And we just gave it to them. We're like, do you want this? We're going to throw this away.
Huh. I don't know why I don't remember that.
It was a cheap one. It was a really small one.
It's probably why it burned so bad.
You got to get one of those like big ass.
I don't know. I feel like people have tendencies for addiction. Like, if you have someone that's agreeing with you to go buy it, you're going to scratch your itch, right?
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh, my God. If I, like, stopped drinking Cabernet and someone had a glass of Cabernet, like, do you want some? I'd be like, mm-hmm.
That's because you love wine more than anyone I've ever met in my entire life.
I do. It's, like, the only thing I drink now. I can't really say I had hard liquor.
That's probably good. You're pregnant. So that's...
But even, like...
Before that, yeah.
Even, like, when I was not pregnant... In between Grayson and now this baby, I think I drink it like twice.
Probably more than that, but not very much.
Yeah, I brought a bottle of Cabernet on the boat and everyone's like, that's disgusting.
No, you definitely like your wine more, but I think you took advantage of having 7-7s with your family for sure.
I don't feel that way because I was like, I don't want to pump and dump.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe you didn't.
Like, I just felt like I would have one and I'm like, I don't know if my breast milk is safe now. And with wine, I didn't necessarily, I could have like a glass or two. And I'm like, oh, as long as I pump while I do my first glass, I should be fine.
Yeah, you might be right, actually, now that you say that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
remember, we go get margaritas. Yeah. I only have one margarita.
Oh, man, versus.
Versus my
goblin. When's this time we went to, when's the last time we had a night of big margaritas at Lalo's? It's been a long time. Lalo's is a place here in Chicago. It's probably been before. We never did with Grayson. So it's been before Grayson.
No, we went, but me and you got beers.
That's right. Yeah. Shout out to Lalo's and Berwyn if you ever need a margarita. Holy smokes.
My God. Or really good food.
If you know, you know. Yeah.
It's like the first Mexican restaurant I've been to that's like not so salty you can't get your rings off.
It's good though. It's good, pure, authentic Mexican food.
Non-salty Mexican food.
Yes. And shout out Gabrielle, if he ever listens to this. He probably listens to this podcast. let's back up a little bit. You're back on the podcast second time. For people who don't know, because I don't necessarily share this publicly, outside of some crazy famous people that have come on here, you are one of the highest downloaded podcasts.
I know, you told me that. I was shocked.
Yeah. You fall right behind Matt Frazier, Marcus Philly, Scott Stallings, up there with some athletes, which is impressive. So we had to have you back. You are difficult to get on here, though. So I have to shout out your agent to get you on here. I appreciate them.
Oh, my gosh.
Working their magic, because it's been complicated to get you from the living room to walk around to the office to do this. So I appreciate you taking the time.
You're welcome. It was a lot of effort, but I know. I'm here.
I know. You're here.
I made it.
You did it. Hit record. We even got video going. We might not post it, but we got it going.
No, we're not going to post it.
Might just end up like on a TikTok clip.
Oh, my God.
Go viral.
That'll have to get approved by my agent.
Yes. I'll send it for approval. Okay. So how pregnant are you?
According to you, I'm 33.
You are 33. Weeks,
but according to
my Aura. I obviously have an Excel spreadsheet that is mapped every week out.
Yep, my Aura says I'm 33 weeks and 3 days. Meet your baby in 46 days.
That's what we both said. We're on the same week. 33. Yeah. That's what I said.
Yeah. In 3 days.
Well, I don't know how many days. I just have the week.
I'm kidding.
Oh, I thought you were saying I was off a week.
No. I said I was measuring a week ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. So for everyone who's listening, I don't know if this is new news for you, but Kelly gave birth to our first son, Grayson, last January 3rd of 23. And then our next baby's due here in May. I don't think you want to say the name on here probably, but we'll announce it soon when he's born. He'll be here in like a month.
Yeah. Yep.
Crazy. We'll have two knuckleheads.
15 months apart.
Having another boy. So two boys. That's going to be fun.
I actually think it will.
What are you most excited about? And then bookend with that answer with what are you most nervous about?
Most excited about? I mean, Grayson loves other kids. Like, I've had people be like, is he a daycare baby? Which I'm like, no, he's not. But if he was, I'd be really insulted that you just said that. But he's a super outgoing, right?
He's very
outgoing. So if he's like that with like random kids he's never met.
I mean, he tried to hug and kiss a lady at a jewelry store not too long ago.
Yeah. And her neighbor's daughter.
Yes. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Who else?
Pretty much everybody. I mean, anyone who looks at him, he gets pretty excited to say hi to.
Yeah. So I can only imagine what he's going to be like with his brother. Like, I think, right. I genuinely think he's going to be so excited.
Oh, like when he comes home?
Just like, period, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. No, for sure.
Yeah.
What are you most nervous about?
I'm most nervous about? I'd probably say, like, not getting out of the house.
Once we have both of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
tough.
I feel like, I don't know, any girl can probably relate to their baby crying in the back of the car. It's like nails on a chalkboard.
Oh, like you just don't want to leave?
No, I just think it'll be hard when I'm driving and I have Grayson who might cry. And then Gavin's like, well, if you're crying, I'm going to cry. I just said the baby's name. That's all right. Okay. Everyone, there you go. If you're listening.
We were going to keep it a secret and then it slowly but surely just
keeps slipping.
Been slipping, so whatever.
So I just feel like I'm going to be like super stressed if the baby is anything like Grayson was up until now. I mean, Grayson hated the car, but the past like 2 weeks he's been having fun.
Yeah, like, it's weird how he's kind of like back there
and he is like laughing at God knows what. I don't know, he's just such a good boy.
Yeah, he's gotten a lot better in the car.
Yeah,
it'll be hard at first. I think it's gonna be nice coming home from the hospital in May. January was a little brutal, I personally thought. It was nice maybe for you because you got some time to recover before it got nice out. And this year it'll be getting nice as you're trying to recover. But I think when you're ready, it'll be nice because you hopefully will be able to go on a walk or go outside and it'll be beautiful out versus...
Well, beautiful or like my beautiful or your beautiful?
I think like yours.
Okay.
Usually. I mean, I think by like middle, end of May, it'll be... I mean, the end of May, it can be really hot.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm the definition of hot and bothered.
No, I know. I'm saying it might not be, though, too. Like, May, yeah, May's
that'll be
hit
nice.
Or miss.
That'll be really nice.
Versus January was, I remember we went out a couple times just to get out of the house because we were so sick of being inside and it was so cold.
I know, but then I was, like, ready for bikini season. Like, I had 6 months to
But think about next bikini season. You'll have like a year. You'll be on fire.
No, I'll be pregnant again.
Oh my God.
Third one's coming as fast as the second one.
Well, then just write off the next two or three seasons and just chalk it up to
life. I don't know if that's how that works.
Hmm. Wow. Yeah, we want to have 12 kids for everyone who's listening.
More like three or four, but yeah, it's going to be a busy decade ahead of us.
I think your 30s should be.
Yeah.
What's that saying? 20s are when you've like test stuff and figure it out. 30s are where you figure it out and you like try to grow it as fast as you can. 40s are where you like just keep your head down and go. And then 50s and 60s, hopefully, kind of. I'm trying to speed that up. I think I want to be in that end range by like 40. I think that'd be perfect.
Yeah. I hope if we want four, say like we have three boys and I want to try for a girl. I want to be done with my fourth by the time I'm 35.
I think we have this conversation a lot. Does that math check out?
Well, like, yeah.
Is it possible?
I'm only 31. Gavin's going to be born in May. So if I get pregnant as fast as I did after Grayson, that's 6 months. So I'll be 32 with my third.
Yeah, you'd be just, yeah. Uh-huh. 32.
So I'll have like another 3 years, which we all know I'm not going to wait that long.
Oh, you're right.
Four.
Yeah, you could.
Easily doable.
Oh, easily. Yes. So easy.
Seems to be easy so far.
Well, I just mean, yeah. I think though it's going to stack. Like having one baby is a life change for sure. Two, I'm not saying it's going to be way worse or harder or easier. I'm not trying to compare the two. You just have double to take care of now.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one, I've heard people say, oh, well, then the first one can start to help. And I'm like, how young they'll be? How much is the first really going to help?
I mean, think about it. Grayson's already like trying to feed the dog.
100%. He's learning how to do things, but I don't know if I would say it's helpful yet. I don't know. We'll see. My point is like when you're pregnant with the fourth one, you're trying to take care of three.
Well, Grayson will almost be four. I think he'll actually be in preschool, right?
I know. I can't figure that part out either. I think in my head, I keep thinking four or five is when they start. I mean, I think they can go earlier. There's a weird preschool is a weird range. You're going to look it up. Preschool is a weird range where I think you can start. There's not like a set year you start. You can technically
I think you're wrong.
Actually. I think between 3 and 5 is preschool. Like you
typical
can't...
preschool age is around 3 to 4 years old.
Yeah. See. Oh well. Yeah, I don't know if it's like a calendar year or a school. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, it says 3 to 5.
Yeah. Okay. So he'll probably be going to something.
I think if he's as smart as he is right now, by 3, I'll be like, he's gonna want to be in school. Hanging out with kids, learning.
Yeah, probably.
For a few hours a day. I don't know. I think everybody thinks it's hard until they have it. And then they're just like, it's just like their new life.
Yeah, it's
like
true.
I see all these people on social
media.
Yeah,
it'd be weird. Can you imagine now not having Grayson?
No, I'd be so bored.
I feel like we'd go out and do a lot more, which is exhausting sometimes.
Me and you are just rare birds. You don't really like to.
I used to hate, like 2018, 2019, 2020, hated Friday night and not doing something. Like if we were staying in on Friday night, I'd be like annoyed, openly annoyed. And now I look forward to not much more. Like knowing that we're going to go pick up Primos Locos, some Mexican food, and watch a movie and chill on Friday night. I'm like, it's my jam.
Yeah, now we get annoyed if we have to go out to eat.
Bingo. Like, yeah, if we have plans, we're like, ah, damn it. Damn
yeah.
It.
Yep.
But it's funny having, you kind of have the night bookended with the baby's bedtime. Right? Because unless we get a sitter, it's as soon as he's down, we're staying here.
Right.
So even if we have dinner plans, they still usually have a pretty good chunk of the night just to chill.
Yeah.
But then we started going to bed earlier. So now we're going to bed earlier, like old people. And now the nighttime gap we had is getting smaller. But
I feel like that's just going to keep getting earlier and earlier, too.
You think so? You know what the next challenge will be? If that's true, where it gets earlier and earlier and earlier, But then, for example, Grayson will start to go to bed later because he's going to become older. So then, like, what? When
they're not always supposed to go to bed later just because they're getting older.
Well, what time did you go to bed, do you think, when you were like 10?
I'm not going to compare myself to what my mom did.
Oh.
Right? Like, I don't, I think I went about it like, what age did you say?
Like 10.
God, I don't know. Probably like 9 o'clock.
Yeah. See, when would you?
I would never allow that. He needs to go to bed like latest 8 o'clock.
You're going
to
make a 10-year-old go to bed at 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
Is that, you're looking, she just keeps Googling everything. When should 8-year-olds go to bed?
Yeah, taking care of babies is my life. What time does?
I don't know. I don't remember as a little kid what time I'd go to bed. I always feel like 10 o'clock was always, and that's, o'clock. Now that's later. Like, I know middle school, high school, for sure.
6 to 12 years old should go to bed between 7:30 and 8:30. 13 to 18 should go to bed around 10.
That's what I did.
Wow.
So see,
that's going to be weird.
That's what I'm saying. So then,
I don't even go to bed at 10 o'clock.
That's my point.
Well, looks like you're on dad duty.
Nope. I'm mornings.
Fine.
My point is, though, we'll have to at that point. This is where, like, our Wednesday.
Can you pause us?
Sure. Oh, yeah. What do you? Yeah.
I'm pregnant after the bathroom.
Yes, we'll pause. We'll be back. We're back. We're back. Right. We're back. Quick pit stop. All right. So.
Yeah, 10 o'clock will be really weird.
I totally forgot what you were talking about. Good job.
Yeah.
Nice job there. Yeah, 10 o'clock would be weird.
Well, what did you do think about it? Like, high school gets out around like 3. Got to pick them up. 99% chance they've got some type of practice, which is normally at like, what, 4 to like 5:30. You get home, you eat, and I would probably like be at the game. So dinner's not going to be ready at 6:37. And they have homework.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm probably going to have to help them with that.
Probably, because you're the smart one.
Mm-mm.
I'll be like, no clue. How do we do geometry? It is. No, you're right. Yeah, life changes
like,
a lot when they're
weird.
Well, that's going to be out for a long time, but you're right. Yeah. My point was going to be that's where our Wednesday night date night will have to have. Well, it's funny when he's that old, he's in high school, he can just watch his younger siblings.
You know, I feel like everyone says that.
You wouldn't trust Grayson to watch?
It just depends how he is at that age.
Fair point.
Like, I just feel like he'd be like, hey, yeah. And then...
Well, it's funny. We've been doing it. Just for everyone's listening, we've been doing a Wednesday night date night for years. Every Wednesday we do. And sometimes it's super chill. Just stay at home and order food and do a movie and hang out. It's not like we go out every Wednesday and have this like
extravagant
date night. It's more of just a time to make sure we spend time together.
Yeah, but communicate and put our phone away.
Yeah. But what's interesting is, I hadn't really thought through, it's like before we had a kid and even with a kid, we can easily make it work every week. It'll be way harder when they're older in high school.
Like, see, I feel really, like it won't.
Well, like, what if there's a basketball game at 6 o'clock? You know what I mean?
I just don't think we'll be so stuck on the day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'll move around.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Like, based on that schedule, we'll probably look at it on Sunday for that week and be like, hey, we have to do it.
Sure.
Thursday.
Yeah. Or the beauty of doing what I'm doing, we maybe pivot it to like a lunch or a brunch or if we, you know, we could figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd never thought about it until right now.
Yeah. It's going to be weird.
It's not like we just put all the kids to bed in high school. I'm like, all right, we're going to dinner. See you guys.
Yeah. 10 o'clock. We both be like falling asleep at the table.
Yeah. No, it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. We'll be going to sleep.
Yeah.
Wow. What else is new?
You know, it's going to be really funny. I'm always like...
Did you just totally dodge my question? It's fine. Go. What's new? Or what'd you say? What
nothing's
were we
about
to say?
New.
Nothing's new?
Not really.
No?
What? Do you know something that's new about me?
About you. Yes, 33 weeks as of 2 days ago. And we didn't take a photo.
Mm-mm.
I have to hound you for this. So just like the podcast, so everyone knows, both pregnancies, I've been trying to take a picture every week. For Grayson, it was like clockwork. Every week, had the number, the shape of the vegetable. I mean, it was the whole thing. It was like a picture-perfect little book of every week of her pregnancy. this baby, number two, it's like, there's like five photos in there. They're 4 weeks apart because we've missed a bunch in the middle.
You just get busy. Not like you didn't.
But it's a good representation of how much having one kid has changed our life.
I mean, for sure.
Like, just that's a simple thing to take a picture and edit the photo in 2 minutes. And it's weird. It's been hard to, I mean, there's been plenty of weeks where I'm like, shit, it's Thursday again. We didn't take a photo from last week. Like, what are we? And it's tough. It's fun. It's funny. I don't know why that is so. It's just one of many things.
I think it's just the second one. I don't want to say like you try to get through it, but no one told me how hard it would be to be pregnant with a 1 year old. Like now he's what, almost 15 months?
I don't think there's a lot of people in our circle that have done that.
Funny enough, actually.
My mom didn't. Your mom didn't.
Yeah, my mom did. Me and my sister are like, barely 12.
Oh, but I'm saying like it wasn't your first to second. That was 2 to 3.
Oh.
So it's a little different. Right? Like Marty was old enough.
Yeah.
When she got pregnant with you that.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's different.
You're just tired.
Now she's on her phone. Are you checking TikTok?
Well, he was moving. I was making sure he wasn't waking up.
Does anyone else have a TikTok addiction out there? If anyone's listening and knows someone, who can help? Serious
you
problem.
Know what?
Why do you
so
think
funny.
The government's
no,
trying
why.
To ban this? It's because why. People like you
I am the reason
can't sit that for two you... minutes and do a podcast without pulling up TikTok.
Listen, I'm the reason that you might lease a sweet car.
I don't know about
because
that.
Because of TikTok.
You learn things sometimes that you tell me about that I do go and investigate. That is a fact. No, they're not all accurate, but I do like TikTok. We did dive into recently how we do have to be careful on TikTok because people who promote items typically are selling that item. What was the one that you were like, you have to watch this? This is going to change your life. And I clicked on it and it was a whole thing about about energy drinks. Is he waking up? Is that why you're looking over there? You sent me this TikTok about energy drinks and you were like, you have to stop. And it was like this really sad story about how his husband had like a heart attack. He's in the hospital and he almost died. But then he made it out.
Okay.
And then I watched this whole thing. I mean, this video had to have been like 8 minutes long. It was so long. And at the very end, there was like this super quick, like click on this link. And then the video ended. And I'm like, what the fuck was that? And then I clicked into the profile and this whole person's thing is they sell this like, it's like a caffeine alternative. And I was like, son of a bitch.
They got us. No. They only get you if you buy the product.
Which?
Just because there is an ad attached to a video.
Mm-hmm.
Does not mean that video is not true. I would argue.
I don't disagree, but it does mean they're trying to lead a horse to water. Through the video.
Okay, well, I didn't even know there's an ad attached to it, so...
This is the problem.
There's no water for me.
This is the problem.
No, that's a plus.
Oh, it is?
I guarantee.
You didn't click on it, because if you would have bought it, that would have been a bigger problem.
Yeah, like, I guarantee, if you continued drinking... Y'all, that's coffee.
It's a super coffee. It's got protein in it. I love these guys. Shout out to Super Coffee. What are you drinking over there? A little Athletic Brewing. I tried reaching out to them. If anyone who's listening to this knows those guys.
Wait, did you take your Adderall today?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
That was like a total leveling change. I was trying to say that if you continue drinking energy drinks the way you were drinking them.
Yes.
You wouldn't be so healthy.
How do we circle back to that?
You're the one that went off on the tangent.
Well, I was just saying. No.
And then we went to Athletic Brewing Company, and then I don't even know where else we were going to go.
Okay, now you're making me sound real, real ADD. No, I don't even know how I was trying to explain that. I was saying just that it was an ad, but I don't think my point of the whole thing was you got to be careful what you watch on TikTok.
100%.
But I do enjoy TikTok. When I sit back and relax and watch TikTok, it's very, their algorithm is, it's great. Like it throws exactly what I want to see.
Yeah.
You're staring at the baby monitor like something's about to go down.
You're just a loud person. You just talk so loud.
I vividly remember my parents telling you that when you first came to our house.
I know, but I
feel like he's so loud, just FYI.
When you're working or just like talking, you just talk so loud. Mm-hmm. And this is like the biggest, smallest house. And when you have conversations through Noble, I am in my bedroom, our bedroom, and I can hear. So I'm just like, just use your normal voice.
Are you asking me to be quiet? Yeah. She's kindly telling me to shut the fuck up.
Well, every time you talk, he moves. And then when I talk.
That's just because I get him excited. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's like, Dad's down there.
Yeah. I would say if you're pregnant and you want non-alcoholic options, Athletic Brewing Company is amazing. Which one is this? Upside Dawn Golden is my favorite.
Yeah, you love that one.
Oh my gosh, that Blue Moon you found.
That one, shit. I'm not a huge Blue Moon guy, but I was impressed with how similar it tasted to regular Blue Moon.
Shane, it, like, if you put a glass of Blue Moon next to a glass of non-alcoholic Blue Moon and put an orange slice in both, like, I literally don't think I can taste the difference. Like, well, I am a Blue Moon ho-ho. Like, I love Blue Moon.
Yeah, you are. You love
Blue Moon. So, like, I would know.
We talked about this when we were at Fuller's for the family B-Day thing. Like, you had an Athletic Brewing, and I had just a regular lager. And I was like, yours honestly tastes better to me mm-hmm. than my real beer. But they've also gotten a lot
better.
But I
also wonder if that's because we've been drinking these. I mean, since I was pregnant with Grayson.
Oh, you mean like we've gotten used to those?
Yeah, it's like an acquired taste, I think. Like, I think so. Once you go non-alcoholic and then you go back to alcohol, like, for example, like whenever I go out to eat with my family, I'm like, oh my gosh, can I like try that? And I'll like take a sip of your 7-7. It burns so bad. Like, it burns so, I'm like, I would never drink that.
Hard alcohol.
But before, I would be like downing those. Like, Shane, it burned bad. I was like, that is the worst drink I've ever had. And then everyone's like, why? This is so good. Like,
when I've taken long stints, my like long streaks off of having alcohol mm-hmm. and then come back and have bourbon, it's like, holy shit. It is. That's true. It is crazy how you get used
to stamina.
You definitely do when you drink all the time. 100%.
It's crazy.
100%.
Like, I think I started coughing actually. Like, I was kind of being a PUSSY.
You should have spelled that out.
I don't like saying it.
Spelling it makes it better. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm with you 100%. It'll be interesting to see. After having Grayson was when I was kind of cold turkey on drinking. I mean, I drink a little bit here and there, but I'm not sober by any means. Like, I would never say that, but I don't drink very often. I drink very opportunistically, I like to say. If something with you typically, or it's like Kyle and I having wine out in California, like, it was just, you know, we haven't just gotten to sit down together and I do it very sparingly because I know what it does now after wearing the whoop and the aura and all that.
Yeah, I don't think you drink to get drunk.
No.
Right, which is like what our old mentality used to be. I think you genuinely want to enjoy what you're drinking, which I think is a huge change because now when me and you go out to dinner, me and you would be fine throwing down like $40 a glass for an awesome glass of wine from Italy versus meaning being like, oh, let's just get a bottle of this. It's $20. Let's drink the whole thing.
For sure.
Like, it's like literally pure enjoyment.
Yeah. It's like if I'm going to drink and I know it's going to make me less than perfect tomorrow, then yeah. I want to love what I'm drinking.
Yeah.
1,000%.
Well, and me and you both have figured out that drinking more expensive wine, like, we don't feel it as much in the morning. You don't get stuffed up.
Except what I had in California. It was weird. That was a nice bottle of wine.
I think you blame it on the wine, but it definitely could have been like the room.
Well, I slept in that same room the night before and I was fine. And I traveled and flew from Chicago. I don't know. You like to not believe the whoop and the aura either. You're like, it could not possibly be the wine.
No, hang on.
You do.
There's two extremes. Okay, there's you.
Let's hear them.
There's you, who you could have like a lick of wine. And you're like, oh, that's what it was. It was the lick of wine.
No, I've just been wearing them for so long that it's 1,000%. I'm affected by alcohol way more than you. You and I can have the exact same amount of drinks in your recovery.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, your recovery is not like nearly.
Alcohol
as...
doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe that's why.
That's all. Your insides somehow can can digest poison, okay, and mine can't, like a normal human.
No, this is the thing, though. Like, you could wake up at 5 a.m. with Grayson. Mm-hmm. You could be super tired running on 5 hours of sleep. Go do the CrossFit Open. And then you could have a glass of wine that night. Maxie, wake up red. They're like, oh, it was wine. I think that's the problem. Like, was it the wine? Was it the 5 hours of sleep you got? Was it the no nap you took? Was it the CrossFit Open that you did that you really didn't have the energy to do before you chugged your coffee and then had pre-workout right after that?
Wow.
I mean, I can go down like a laundry list of things of why you could have been red. And you're like, nope, it was the one glass of wine. That's my problem.
I see. I'll take that as some feedback. I agree. I don't disagree.
And then you like won't budge. Like if you were open to the conversation, be like, oh yeah, it could have been that.
Well, it could be a combination of things.
But you never say that. That's the problem.
Well, the problem is I do all those other things you said day in and day out, and I can be green. And then the one night I do all the same things, but I also add wine, I'm red. Well, it's probably because of the wine. It's not like I don't do those other things and I do all of it together 1-2 days a week. And then I'm pointing to just the wine. It's that I do those other things 7 days a week. 1 day a week I had the wine. So I don't know.
No, I would argue different because Grayson doesn't always wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Whereas before you wake up at 5 and you like plan your day and you work out and you like have time for yourself. Right?
Sometimes, yeah.
Because when he wakes up that early, you're either stressed. I mean,
alcohol fucks me up. I know that for sure. Yeah. It's interesting looking at the Whoop because I answered those questions for so long that it's shown me. I think I have like 100 and something yeses and 1,000 nos or something. Mm-hmm. When yes or no, whether I had alcohol. So there's so much data that it tells me that on average, my recovery is 15% less when I touch alcohol, which is kind of crazy if you stop and think about it. It just means I know if I'm going to drink, I'm going to be 15% less of a like optimal person than I could be without it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell you that it's worth that usually. Like the night before, like having a glass of wine, maybe with you on like a special night for sure. But like the average Friday or Saturday with friends or family, I would argue that I'd rather not have the glass of wine and feel 15% better tomorrow.
Would you feel that same way if you didn't have a kid?
Yeah, I would. I think it took me having Grayson finally convinced me that, hey, dumbass, like you want to be a good dad, right? You should probably do things that make you a good dad. And that was a big one for me. I don't know if I would have changed anything if it wasn't for Grayson. But I kept going through the same cycle of killing myself every weekend with boozing and then being pissed off at how I felt on Sunday.
Looking back.
And, you know what I mean? It was like the sick cycle that every weekend. Every weekend.
I could literally not imagine waking up hungover. Like if I woke up hungover.
No.
I don't know, Shane. It's so weird.
I've said this before on here before. It's less about, sure, waking up with a headache or whatever, you know, take an Advil, drink some water, stop being a bitch. Like, I think I could still do that if it was that big of a night and it was that fun. Mm-hmm. I genuinely, and this is not blowing smoke, I would never want Grayson to see me hungover.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't want to get up in the morning and be like, why is dad like half in the bag? And
but
like,
that's the issue though. Like a lot of people don't. Okay. A lot of people that don't have kids don't see the way that your kid looks at you.
That's probably
when you're acting different. Like for like when you were in Expo and I got that migraine because I was like so stressed.
Yeah.
He woke up at what was it like 5:40? And I woke up with such a bad headache. And I just like lay down with him and I was watching Miss Rachel and he was like sitting up like looking at me like, what's wrong, mommy?
Yeah, he knew something was up with you.
Yeah, but then like imagine there being alcohol behind that. I'd feel like really bad.
And I'm not shitting on anyone that does it, but there's different goals. I think you and I both take it personally and very seriously that we want to be good parents, so.
Yeah.
We've had that talk a lot about it's funny. You just want to show up for him every day. I personally just know alcohol does not allow me to show up.
Yeah. And then there's me who can have 2 glasses.
Yeah, you're just better with it. You're about, you.
You know what though? It's just wine.
Yeah. But you figure that out over time too.
Yeah. Like you will never catch me with a beer really in my hand. Ew.
Unless it's Athletic Brewing. We should get them as a sponsor.
Yeah. And then hard alcohol. I mean.
Hard alcohol is tough. It's so strong and it's such a poison to my body. I know it is. Well, it's weird that before I had the nose surgery, I couldn't touch much hard alcohol. Or I literally couldn't breathe.
You couldn't touch like wheat alcohol.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. You were fine like on tequila.
Anything clear, I was fine. Vodka and tequila usually didn't screw me up too bad.
Yeah. I feel like if I had a drink of choice right now, it'd be like a skinny marg with tahini.
Margaritas are the one thing I used to be
big bourbon gal. I don't think I'm a bourbon gal anymore.
Probably because of all the things you just said.
Well, what do you mean?
Just like trying to be a good mom and the way it makes you feel the next day.
Yeah.
You had some of the worst hangovers of anyone I've ever seen on bourbon.
Just bourbon?
No. It was because you used to mix. You used to do, you honestly, this would be a normal Friday night for you back before Grayson. 4:45 rolls around, you're tapping your watch, looking at me like, yo, it's 5 o'clock. I need a drink. I'd go out to the garage. We'd start off with beer. We'd both have like a Corona. We would. This is like pre-dinner.
Then, yeah, because you didn't want to start off with liquor.
But then we'd go out to dinner. And we'd have a couple drinks, and it could be anything. It could have been bourbon, tequila. It could have been a lot of, maybe more beer.
Mm-hmm.
But then we'd always come home and we'd have wine.
You want to know what I think the issue was? Ugh.
Oh my, I'm thinking back to that. I'm like, oh my God.
I'm not saying it wasn't the mixing. I'm not.
This is, okay, this is your version. This is your version of my whoop, but okay, go for it.
Majority of the time,
mm-hmm.
we would go out to dinner and get a fancy drink.
Okay. Like, yeah, like a cocktail.
And I would argue that when we're at home and we'd have Maker's Mark or Elijah Craig or whatever, and we would just dump 7-Up in it. And we'd call it a day and we're like, this is our 7-7. And then when you go to restaurants, you're like, oh, I'll take a Manhattan, right? And you've got like cherry juice in there. You've got bitters in there. You've got simple syrup in there. Like there's so much sugar in those drinks. And like we learned in college, like when you drink a ton of sugar with your alcohol, like it makes it go through your bloodstream faster. Like I think that's what gives you the pounding headache.
Probably doesn't help.
No, not at all.
Yeah, it probably doesn't help at all.
No.
It definitely was the mixing too though.
100%. We'll call it 50-50. Half sugar, sure. Half mixing. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
No,
it feels like a decade ago.
It's so weird because I feel like if anyone was like, if you could go back like 5-10 years, what would you tell yourself? I'd be like, don't get so fucking drunk.
Mm-hmm. There's certain times though where I think back and it was so worth it.
Yeah, like it was really fun, but I would like die.
I mean, the unfortunate thing was you had just gotten pregnant, so it wasn't the same experience for you. But the week you found out you were pregnant with Grayson, going to Vegas for Kyle's birthday is a highlight of my life. I love that city more. It's not a place I could obviously live. It's not like California is for me. But damn, if I got like 2 or 3 days without the kids and we get to go somewhere, we're going back to Vegas. That place is the shit. I don't know why I like it so much because it's the exact opposite. Sorry, she's putting her hand down, like quiet the fuck down again. It's the exact opposite of what I just said about what my lifestyle is and what I appreciate.
But I think that's why you like Vegas, because it's not just about drinking. There's like gambling, there's shopping, there's like sports book, there's games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a vibe.
It's just fun.
It's like Chicago in the summer.
Drinks, food, gambling. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Sports.
I'd go back to Vegas.
God, it was so much fun.
But I would stay at a bougie hotel.
You would?
Yeah, because I would argue that we both agreed that us staying at the Bellagio,
that was a nice spot,
was like the right move.
It was a good spot.
Versus,
yeah,
where they say Caesar's Palace.
Our friends stayed at the Caesar's Palace. Yeah, the pool just was, you could tell it was more of a bachelorette party level quality.
Like the only thing they were missing was a foam party.
Yes.
Which we're not.
Shout out to the Bellagio. That was a sweet spot.
Oh, it was so nice.
It was a cool pool.
It was like
cool.
Relaxing. And like you could honestly walk back to your room at the Bellagio. And it wasn't like just a bunch of drunk fucks.
I mean, there's plenty of those. It was Vegas, but it wasn't.
I never really saw any at the Bellagio.
Also, like, I've never talked about this publicly. The worst concert of my life when we were there. John Legend sucks live.
No, he sucks.
If he listens to this, John, I'm sorry that you're hearing this over a podcast and not from me directly. He was not good.
Shane, you just didn't like him because he was playing his new album, which you knew none of the words to.
This is the reality. I've thought a lot about this. He came out on stage. He looked hungover. Okay. Probably was.
Oh, hang on.
He was doing a resin.
Yeah, resin tea. Okay.
Which I don't fault him for this. He probably made a shit ton of money. I guarantee it was a shit ton of money he got paid to do a residency there.
Yeah,
he's
doing the same thing over and over.
He was probably sick and tired of it. He was like, yo, I've been doing this for 16 nights in a row, and this is boring as hell. But unfortunately, we were the ones that paid the tickets to come see what I thought would have been an awesome performance. Mm-hmm. And then he was just not, I don't know, he just wasn't into it. Like, even his performance.
Wasn't that?
He had his weird shirt, like, buttoned open. And honestly, like, I've always thought of John Legend as kind of like a real, like, he seemed like he's in like good shape and everything. To me, he just seemed like he was like, he'd eaten a bunch of food before, and he was like uncomfortable, and he was, Kelly's like, I don't remember this like this
no,
at all.
No, I just.
And I got that huge tequila drink, and it was super shitty, but really strong. And I was like, let's have fun. And he was like singing sad songs the whole time. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? I thought we were coming here to have a good time.
During that like scenario with his wife where they were having like a rough patch or something.
Does that excuse him from doing his job?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a major life event.
So then why weren't my tickets discounted 50%? Because his life is 50% as happy or something. I don't know. I just felt like it was horrible. But anyway, I'll stop ranting about John Legend. I'd give him one more chance. But he played so many songs that were not popular, and he's got so many good songs that...
That's the one thing I'd argue.
Didn't make any sense.
He should have played his old stuff.
Or just go to Spotify and look at your top 10 songs and play one of them. I mean, Jesus. It wasn't like I wanted him to play all of them.
He did play one of them.
What did he play? I couldn't tell you.
I think he played Green Lights.
Was that like before Green Lights was Green Lights? Because I don't remember. I remember every song. I'd look at you and be like, what the F is this?
I remember him playing that song.
We left early. Do you remember we left early? I was like, let's go gamble.
We left early because you were acting drunk as hell.
Well.
You were like, this is the problem with you. You'll be drinking. And you're like, you're fine. And then you're just like, not fine. And I'm like,
you know who I get that from?
Snapping your face, like, get it together.
My mom does the exact same thing.
Yeah, your mom does it.
Not to talk bad about her on here. She does. She cracks me up. She's got the same thing. We hit this cliff. I call it like the magical alcohol cliff where we're just like, good, totally done. Gone off the cliff, dead. And there's no.
You did it so often at Purdue. Oh my God.
We're still in Vegas.
I'd go back to Vegas.
Vegas is a good spot. Where else should we go?
I want to go to Tahoe so bad.
Tahoe. Lake Tahoe, yep.
Mm-hmm.
What about internationally?
Italy,
yep.
Yeah.
Where in Italy?
Wherever the best wine is.
I think that's everywhere.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. I've never been.
I'm sure some places are better than others, right? Right? I don't like. You can say California all is wine.
Are you back on TikTok?
Literally.
Show your camera. Show the camera your phone.
Best place.
Here we go.
For wine in Italy.
It's probably gonna be like everywhere. Duh.
Nope.
You gotta pull your microphone closer to your mouth.
Veneto.
You can do this.
Tuscany.
Turn it like this.
Or I think it's. Piedmont are the top three regions that produce high quality Italian wines.
I'm saying you can get them at like a dinner everywhere.
No shit, Shane.
That's what I was saying.
I didn't tell. I want to go get prestigious, expensive, bomb-ass wine that I cannot get in America.
Now you're screaming. All righty.
Like, do you want to go to? God, what's the place in California?
Oh, Napa?
Yeah, you want to go to Napa? Or do you want to go to, like, some small town?
Honey, we're saying the same thing. You're saying you want to go to the vineyards. I was saying you can get the vineyards wine all over the country. It's not like you have to go to the vineyard to try it.
I know that.
Oh, okay. That's all I was saying.
But I would like the experience. Because first of all, I've never been to a vineyard.
Yeah, I haven't either.
And
how is that possible? How have we never been to a vineyard?
I think when we were going to go to Napa, I found out I was pregnant with Grayson.
I don't remember why we, yeah, we were planning, we were thinking about, oh, it was for your 30th. We were going to do that. Yeah. Yeah.
And of course, like, I want to stay on the vineyard. Sleep with the wine barrels.
Yeah.
I can't just, like, go to Napa. Like, I need.
You're, like, you're going to sleep in the wine barrels.
Yeah, like, I need, like, the bougiest trip.
Typically you. Yep. Yeah. At least you're self-aware enough to know that.
I honestly don't care either. Like, I like my nice things. Go all in or don't. Right? Like, why do something half-ass? And then people are like, oh, don't stay. Yeah, but then they pay these limo guys hourly to drive them around back and forth for
probably. I don't know if you can just stay. I mean, you tell me. I've never been. I don't think you can just stay at a vineyard unless they have, like, a house that you're renting. Do you think they have, like, a whole, do you think they have, like, a Marriott outside all the vineyards? I don't think that's how that works.
It would probably be a Ritz, not a Marriott, but I don't know.
I don't think they have those. I think you do have to stay.
I guarantee Shane you can stay.
Oh, Fawn's coming back out. Here we go. Where do bougie girls stay?
Where does Kim Kardashian stay in Napa?
I know exactly what you're, I would love to see your Google history. It's got to be all that. It's like baby stuff and then this type of searches.
Yeah, it's like, why the fuck is my kid waking up at 5:30 in the morning?
So funny.
Oh, there's a Napa Valley Lodge, Shane.
I'm sure that's nice.
Their rooms are sophisticated yet cozy, and their design makes you feel at home.
Oh.
Spa, pool, patios, fireplace for guests to enjoy after a day of wine tasting.
Kelly has a hard Marriott-only rule. Not really. Used to be more so. You've been a little bit. You'll go other places.
Like, what do you mean? Like, first of all, you're saying that's like it's a bad thing.
No. Like, you'll go to a Ritz or like a Four Seasons. You'll upgrade.
Yeah, I don't downgrade.
Oh my God. I'm just teasing.
You know what? There is nothing worse than showing up at a 4-star hotel and it's just like disgusting.
What about like my Walmart.com interview story? The good old La Quinta.
I probably would have slept in my rental.
The La Quinta Inn in San Bruno, California was a gem.
I mean, if you were grossed out, could you imagine?
I just retold you the story the other day, but for everyone listening, when I went to go interview at Walmart.com, the first hotel that I got into, I flew in late, got there. There was hair all over the bathroom floor and the shower, like long black hair. So like super obvious. The bed, I pulled the comforter back. There were legit brown stains on the sheets plus hair in there. Kelly.
Wait. I have a question.
This was so bad.
Do you think you would have cared if you hadn't married me?
It's funny you say that. I still would have cared, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it was that bad. Then I
do high maintenance.
You definitely have maybe more high maintenance, but. And there was a chair in the corner. I told you this, right? It was like dark black outline of where people had sat. I'm like, who sat in that last? Who would see that outline and be like, yep, I'm going to sit there. Thanks for breaking it in for me. I mean, what the fuck? It was so gross. I slept in the fetal position.
La Quinta.
I slept in the fetal position with my hoodie on over my head, zip tied clothes. I'm like, I'm not touching this shit. I'm not using the pillows. I'm not using the blankets. I had double socks on. And then I wish you could have seen me.
Do you have double socks on?
I don't know. It was so gross. I was like, I'm just going to throw two pairs on.
Wait, it didn't come with a plush robe and slippers?
I'm sure it did, but it was brown stained too. I couldn't even shower there. I was like, I'm not even going to shower. Like, this thing hasn't. I couldn't. It was so bad. And then shout out Jonathan. I don't know if my boss has ever listened to this, but he hooked me up with a nice place. It was really nice after that.
Wait. Where did we go for that wedding? Where you booked that hotel.
The one where you made us stay. The one where you made us sleep in the car? Or Andrew's wedding?
Okay, we can go to that next. Okay. But talking about the one where you booked the hotel and we didn't get there till like 11:30 at night. And I was like, I'm not sleeping here. And you're like, what do you mean? I was like, I'm flat out not sleeping here.
I don't remember this.
Oh my God, Shane, you're like, what do you mean?
Do you remember what town it was in? Like, what city was this in?
I think it was Indiana.
Indiana. I don't remember when you would have totally shot that down.
Shane, I was like, not staying here. Mm-mm. You were like, we had to go to like the front desk and get refunded.
Wait, what? You
have to use your inside voice now because I heard him crying.
I know, I was going to say, we're both looking. We might have to just, this might have a hard stop at some point. You don't remember whose wedding this was? I don't remember this. You walked in and said no?
I know it was one of your friends.
You walked into the...
hotel.
I do remember this.
We went to the room.
Luke Robinson's wedding.
Was it?
Yes. We got up to the room and you were like, zero chance. Nope. No way. I don't remember where we... And I don't even know why... We were living down in Southport then. So that's why we didn't. I was like, why don't we just go home? We did. Isn't that what we did?
I honestly don't remember.
I don't remember where we went either. I remember that we walked up and you literally said, no way.
I was like, you cannot pay me.
The better story is Andrew's wedding. For everyone listening, I think this is a great one. I'm in the wedding. So standing up, obviously everyone in the wedding is drinking and zero chance I'm driving home. And the best part of this story is that I'm an Andrew, who was best man at my wedding and one of my best friends still today from Purdue. I'm in his wedding on a Saturday night. And then Monday morning, so we had one day, and then Monday morning we're flying out to Punta Cana because Kelly's in one of her best friends from growing up's wedding that following week. But we fly down there and we're having the whole week in Punta Cana. So... we're at the wedding. Kelly's like, I have to be in the wedding and we have to fly home. We have to drive home early on Sunday because we have to get prepared and packed and like ready to go to Punta Cana on Sunday. So I don't want to be hungover.
And we had to drop off the dog.
And you didn't want to be hungover. And so you're like, I won't drink or I'll have very little so that I can drive us home after the wedding. So the plan was be a part of the wedding, be part of the party. And then we're going to leave late and drive back to Chicago because this was at Fair Oaks in Indiana. So about an hour and a half from our house. Oh boy. So long story short, fast forward. Obviously, I've been drinking all afternoon. Get to the dinner part of the ceremony. First time I've gotten to see you up close because I saw you from afar when I walked into the actual wedding. And then this was the first time I got to see you like right before the reception started. And you were plastered. Oh, no, he's waking up, isn't he? You were drunk. Yeah. And so we had already canceled our room. Everything was in the car. And they couldn't get us another room. The rooms were all booked.
Yep.
So we slept in our car that night. And it was freezing cold. We froze.
But you know what?
To death.
Before
it's
we
a good story.
Go, I was a trooper and I woke us up at like 6 a.m. Got your drunk ass still a
yes,
coffee.
You did. Yep, you did. Yeah, you did. You recovered. You did bounce back.
And I drove us 3.5 hours home.
You bounced back. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming to do this podcast. I really appreciate it. He's always okay.
Is he going back to bed?
It's hard to say, folks. This is a live.
Let me see the monitor.
We're looking at the monitor. This is part of the game for all you who don't have kids yet. They awaken and then the world goes back to...
probably your loud voice.
You got real fired up there when we talked about John Legend.
I did not get fired up. And that was a long time ago.
You're backing them up. Well, this has been good.
Times.
We can cut it off. You want to cut it off?
Good times. Sure. I think he is going back to bed, though. He should be. He only slept for an hour and like 36 minutes.
That's not long enough.
Yeah, he's going to be back.
Okay.
We can finish off our podcast with whispering.
Just stop crying.
We'll give you guys a man.
Oh, yeah, what's that called? Like, that's hilarious.
I took a drink of my beer earlier, and I heard myself swallow.
You can hear everything through my
headphones. So, no, every time I take a drink, that's why I back up, because I don't like hearing myself swallow.
Joe Rogan has this cool thing that I should get. It's called a cough button. So, like, on the desk where they had to do their podcast, if you're going to cough or you're going to take a drink or do anything,
you, can, like, pause
you just push the button and it like temporarily mutes your microphone. And then when you let go, the sound comes back.
You should get
that. It's pretty cool. I know. That would be sweet. I need to get like a nice little spot where this can be permanently set up.
Why aren't you whispering anymore?
Screw it. I want him to get up. I'm trying to party. It's Saturday afternoon.
It's not a party.
This is our life. See, I'm trying to party. Kelly's not.
Yeah.
Let's pivot real quick. Let's pivot to sport. You're very fun. Let's pivot to sports betting. Who is going to win today? Today's Saturday of the first weekend of the NCAA tournament. You're really into sports betting for college basketball.
First of all, I'm into sports betting. Football.
Football's
good. I will spend hours sports betting with you. Basketball? No.
Why do you think baseball? That is? Did you just never grow up watching basketball?
I like basketball. It's so dumb.
You grew up in Chicago when Michael Jordan and the Bulls were winning championships and you don't like basketball. You know how many kids our age would have done anything to be in Chicago when you were here in Chicago? You're like, I don't give a shit.
I'm just a football and hockey.
Football and hockey. But you don't follow hockey either. What?
Wait, you got to whisper because he's going back to bed.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We'll be quiet. How?
Just because I don't follow it doesn't mean I'm not into it. Like, bring me to a hockey game, I will be fully present, not on my phone, beer in hand, having a blast.
So you're saying if you went to a basketball game right now, you wouldn't
be into
it? Yeah,
to be honest with you, when you bought me Pacers tickets for my birthday, I was like, why the fuck did he buy me Pacers tickets for my birthday?
Are you serious?
Yeah, like, what the heck?
You had fun. Those were nice seats, too.
Yeah, but I didn't care because I don't like basketball.
Are you kidding me? You're just now telling me you didn't like that?
Wait.
It's like, okay, first of all, like right when we started. Unbelievable.
No, that was not right when we started dating. And were we married? I had my ring on. Married. I was engaged. Minimally.
Actually, we might have been married.
I can go look at the photo, but I definitely have a ring on my finger.
Okay. We might have been.
I was like, why are you buying? And first of all, if you were to buy me basketball tickets, Pacers.
We were in Indy. We lived in Indy. Of course.
But who cares?
What do you mean? What do you want to go to the New York
that would
Knicks?
That would be like,
fly to LA and go to the Lakers?
Taking me to go see, like.
What are you going to? I'm so excited to hear what you're about to say.
Like the Dolphins. Like, take me to a fucking Bears Packers game.
The Dolphins are great, actually. They're good. They're a really good team.
I didn't say they were bad.
You just wouldn't want to watch them play?
Like, I don't follow them. I don't like them. Like, I follow Bears Packers. Like,
you follow the Bears.
And the Packers.
Who are the Bears?
Games specifically.
Who was the Bears quarterback last year?
I bet you TikTok could tell me.
Oh, my God. You follow the Bears, but you don't know who their quarterback was.
Shane, no, I don't.
Are they keeping the same quarterback or getting a new one this year?
You told me they were getting a new one.
I did tell you that.
Yeah.
You listen. Wow.
Yeah,
you're listening. Wow. There we go.
I always listen. You just don't think I am.
I know. Okay, that's fair. You just don't like college basketball. But Purdue... Yeah. Is our school, for everyone listening who doesn't know that, we both went to Purdue. So they got their first win last night. Big game tomorrow on Sunday.
Wait, who was the quarterback last year?
Starts with a J.
Not according to Google.
Oh, wow. I'm sure Google.
Chicago Bears quarterbacks 2023, Nathan Peterman or Tyson Bagent?
First of all, shout out to Tyson Bagent. That guy is a gangster. Love him.
I want to know who you think the quarterback is because I think you're wrong.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Who is it?
Who was it or who is it? Because he's not there anymore. He got traded.
Well, you said last year.
Last year.
And they got a new one. We just went over this so that he's gone.
Oh, now you're trying to fact-check me.
So
careful,
who was
careful,
it?
Careful.
So who was it?
Justin Fields. Why? What are you Googling now? Was Justin Fields the quarterback of the Bears?
Well, then why didn't it tell me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. My point was, if you're following the Bears, knowing the starting quarterback is probably a good step. If you're in sports bet,
no,
at least.
No. I don't bet on the players.
You just bet on...
On the spread.
Well, the players
like
make
if,
up that,
if
though.
The Gatorade color is a certain color. Like,
let's be honest. You love betting on the Super Bowl. You don't really like betting on regular season. Do we need to pause this?
I'll bet on the regular season.
Yeah, sometimes.
We probably should go get him. I don't know. He's rolling around. He gets feisty when he gets up.
I know.
He's ready to fucking party.
He's ready to party. Well, this is his last big stretch of the day, so I get it.
How long have we been doing the podcast for?
Since the pee break, 43 minutes.
Wow.
But I don't know how long it was before that.
It hasn't even been an hour.
Well, that's the second part.
Oh, so this is over an hour.
Easily. Probably an hour and a half.
Someone needs some dedication to listen to our podcast. That's a long
time. I know.
Time.
We'll see how long people hang on. I think it's been exciting, though.
Can you tell people? Can you see how long people listen to it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can see when people, like, when they turn it off.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yours hangs. Your last one was really like people hung on almost the whole time.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it is interesting actually. Because sometimes I don't know if it's actually they get bored or they just like sometimes I listen to like 10 podcasts at one time. I'll start one.
That's a lot of podcasts.
I have a lot of podcasts I listen to.
Do you listen 10?
But I have more than 10.
In a day?
No, not in a day. Just like always going.
Oh.
So for example,
in a day, I was like,
that All In podcast, the one I tell you, the you know, those billionaires from Silicon Valley are all part of. It's a great podcast. They have a new episode that drops every Friday or Saturday. So if I'm listening to a different podcast on Friday, and then I get a notification that that one came out, I'll stop what I'm listening to jump onto theirs.
Huh.
So then I have to go back to the other one if I remember. Am I that boring? You're yawning. I've never had a guest yawn on the podcast before. Unbelievable.
I'm pregnant.
You're the first pregnant girl I've ever had on the podcast. I think so.
I'm sure a lot of your female, I don't want to call them clients, but I'm going to call them fellow podcasters, aren't like, hi, Shane, I'm pregnant.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if they were or not, but vividly towards the end, pregnant.
Yeah.
We can wrap this up. We'll wrap it up.
I just wonder if he's going to go back to sleep.
While we wrap it up.
I don't think so.
We'll wrap it up. Okay. All right, everybody.
Thank you. I still have to finish my beer. That's how long it takes me.
Wow. Your athletic brewing. Like, so good. And I'm almost done with my second drink over here. For everyone listening, where can people find you? Where can people follow you before we hang this up? Do you want to give them like your TikTok and Instagram handle?
Not TikTok, just
Why?
Instagram.
You have good TikToks?
I don't really post on Jane. I don't post on TikTok.
But if you throw it out that you have a handle, you might get followers.
I don't want to follow on TikTok.
Did you just turn on TikTok again?
They're both Kelly Dunbar White.
Okay. We'll add her handles to the show notes. For everyone listening, thank you for coming on the show. We'll have you on again.
Have a great Saturday.
Have a great Saturday.
Have a drink for me.
Have a drink for Kelly and me because I'm not drinking today. All right, everybody.
Toodaloo.
Toodaloo. Bye-bye.